Wow, that was great.
Yeah, I think they got a lot more than they bargained for there, Shirley.
Yes, I think you are right. I can't believe that they would try to do that. It's unbelievable. And so all of the little sayings about breaking all the vows of poverty, you know, a healer has got to take people through breaking vows of poverty. But I'm sure they're being completely ignored because they're not talking to the right being.
Mm-hmm. Well, they just don't have any option. Shirley, is this because you got to a certain level within the Buddhist thing, so you've got to sort of sign your life away?
Yes.
Sign your whole being away, really.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not for those who start. It's...
Okay.
So...
It was more for the people who were really, really, really committed and high up, I guess.
Well, I'm not sure, Shirley, is it? It feels that about a third of the Buddhists have this. Is that right?
Yes.
That's quite a lot, a third.
Yes, that's a whole lot.
Because you're probably talking about there's millions of them, really, aren't there?
It really is. It has to be.
No, it's not
and
like...
most of them are in poverty.
Yeah, and they're never going to get out of it, are they? So if you've got this contract, then you can do whatever, and they're not going to do anything. They might sort of... Yeah, well, he's a little human, he's taken there, he's not going to know what's going on, we'll just say
yes.
Yeah,
some trinkets here and there, but, you know. Just like my sister told me today, you know, you're always getting this money, but it's never enough to really get you out of the hole.
Yeah, because these things keep on going on.
Right, yeah. I said, you know, that is right. It's like I really, really, really get in a desperate situation, and all of a sudden I get a little money, but it's just enough to keep me going. Never enough for me to really feel comfortable.